coalition airstrikes continue in Libya. And meanwhile, there could be another revolution going on in Yemen. Surprising developments there. The president of Yemen appears to be extraordinarily, his rule anyway, appears to be extraordinarily fragile this morning. Joining us now is Hakeem Al-Masmari. He's editor of the Yemen Post newspaper. And Hakeem, tell us a little bit about what exactly is going on in Sana'a, where you are. We have word that several commanders have left the army there, at least, and joined the opposition to protect civilians.
Yes, the majority of the commanders here in Yemen have joined the military, the revolution youth in Sana'a, and in the next 24 hours, we could be seeing to President Saleh as the former president of Yemen.
Well, what are you seeing happening today? They have tanks and armored vehicles there?
The government right now is in a very critical condition. Tanks, army vehicles are on every street of the capital, just waiting to see the unexpected to take place. But currently on the ground, 90% of the military will be out of Saleh's hands by nightfall.
And we understand that there are even tanks stationed outside the presidential palace. Is that some kind of threat?
Hundreds of tanks, and that is a sign of worry that the president feels that he could be a target of any attacks. That is why the tanks are there currently outside the palace.
Hakeem Al-Masmari, editor of the Yemen Post newspaper, can you tell us, I mean, are you, when you see these tanks and armored vehicles, when you hear the talk of generals going over to the opposition side, does it make you concerned about a possible military coup?
What we see today is not a possible. It is a military coup. The military has joined the revolution here in Sana'a. The president has no more power. The only people who are under his control are his own children. And that is nothing whatsoever. And we expect today a massive change in Yemeni politics where Saleh would be forced to resign or announce a very short time limit when he will resign.
All right. Stay with us. That's Hakeem Al-Masmari, editor of the Yemen Post newspaper. Also with us is Gregory Johnson, a Yemen expert at Princeton. Gregory, you just heard Hakeem Al-Masmari saying there is a military coup underway in Yemen at this point.
Yes, what happened is early this morning, an individual named Ali Mohsen Al-Ahmar, who's the commander of the 1st Armored Division in Yemen, as well as the commander of the Northwest Military Sector. And in Yemen, the country's divided into 4 military sectors. He announced that he was supporting the goals of the protesters, which is the collapse of President Saleh's regime, and that his military, which incidentally has a camp very close to where the protesters are, would be moving in and protecting the protesters. And so that move really opened the floodgate for all these other officers to jump on board and to be opposing President Saleh. And so just like what Hakeem said, now the president is relying on his son, who commands the special forces and the Republican Guards, as well as 4 nephews. And these are the individuals that the president is now relying on for his personal protection in the capital today.
Talking about the fluid situation in Yemen with 2 guests, Hakeem Al-Masmari, editor of the Yemen Post newspaper, live from Sana'a, and Gregory Johnson, Yemen expert at Princeton University, live from Cairo, Egypt. We should point out it's a fluid situation in Libya. This just in, the Libyan government has released 4 detained New York Times journalists after 6 days of captivity. Is it a response to the military actions taken over the weekend? We just don't know.
There are, however, still journalists from Al Jazeera and even a Getty photographer still missing in Libya that we don't know about. And Gregory Johnson, let me just ask you, you're talking about one particular commander who opened the floodgate for other leaders in the military to join the opposition. Does that mean that this commander himself has an idea that he may take over rule of the country?
Well, I don't think you'll see Ali Mohsen Al-Ahmar take over power. He's been someone who, over the last 30 years, he's a member of the president's own clan, his own tribe, has always been very, very close to President Saleh. He has a great deal of loyalty within the military, which is why this move is so significant. But he's always really fashioned himself much more of a kingmaker than a king himself. And so it looks to be what he's trying to do is really divide this movement going forward so that it will only be, the protest will only be against President Saleh, his eldest son Ahmed, and his 4 nephews, and that all the other members of the president's clan of the Sanhan tribe, which are currently in high positions within the military and intelligence command structures, will be able to hold on to their positions in a post-Saleh future. So this is a general who's looking forward into the future and trying to protect himself and the people who depend upon him.
Hakim Al-Masari, editor of the Yemen Post newspaper. Are people in Yemen worried about the Saudis, their next-door neighbor? They're opposed to change in Bahrain. Might they intervene here or actually aid the coup?
Saudi Arabia is quite very happy because it's a very strong ally of Ali Mohsen. Ali Mohsen is very well-funded by Saudi Arabia and is considered Saudi Arabia's one of their strongest allies here in Yemen. So since Ali Mohsen is in the picture, this would give the Saudis a very, very powerful sign that their interests will not be harmed in Yemen and that Ali Mohsen could control many of the problems that Saudi thought could take place if the president falls.
Well, Hakim Al-Masri, let me just ask you about something that Gregory Johnson just said. If the president has to step down and his sons leave office and nephews as well, is that going to be enough for the opposition? Will the U.S., as Gregory Johnson just portrayed, will the rest of the regime then be allowed to be stay in place? That keep the opposition happy?
First of all, there is no more regime left. The government, the ministers were fired yesterday. We expect in the next 24 hours all of the parliamentary members to resign from parliament. Therefore, there will be no government, no ministry whatsoever. When that takes place, a national emergency government will be made up, and this government will rule the transition period for at least 2 months, which will give Saleh time to resign, step down, and for the system, the parliamentary system to take place, and new elections to be conducted within the next 2 months after Saleh falls, which is expected in the next 24 hours.
All right, Hakim Al-Masri, editor of the Yemen Post newspaper,
and
Gregory Johnson, absolutely a Yemen expert at Princeton. Well, he's always had very definite things to say. Both of them are, though, identifying this as a military coup this morning in Yemen. Thanks to both of you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.